Trans Euphoria star Hunter Schafer arrested after pro-Palestinian protest outside Biden's late-night appearance. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 28, 2024. HBO's transgender Euphoria star Hunter Schafer was arrested for participating in a pro-Palestinian protest outside of President Joe Biden's late-night appearance in New York City on Monday night. Schafer, known for portraying transgender high school student Jules Vaughn in HBO's Euphoria, was among the 30 protesters arrested for participating in a pro-Palestinian rally outside NBC's 30 Rockefeller Center headquarters in New York City while Biden was appearing on Late Night with Seth Meyers, according to a report by Variety. An NYPD spokesperson told the magazine that a total of individuals were taken into custody after a demonstration at 30 Rockefeller Plaza and were issued summonses for trespass. The 25-year-old actor, a biological male who identifies as female, was seen wearing a Ceasefire Now shirt while being escorted away by police. The Euphoria star was reportedly protesting with the organization Jewish Voice for Peace. Jewish Voice for Peace posted a series of photos and videos from Monday's protest, some of which featured images of Schafer. Biden's deadly foreign policy has funded and fueled genocide in Gaza. 50 protesters were arrested by the NYPD and Secret Service, the organization wrote in the caption of its post. The president needs to start listening to the American people, not the far-right Israeli government indiscriminately bombing the people of Gaza, destroying 70% of infrastructure, including hospitals, universities and the electricity and water grids, Jewish Voice for Peace added. As Breitbart News reported, Biden, who has been criticized for the manner in which he has handled the U.S. response to the Israel-Hamas war, said he hopes for a ceasefire by next Monday while eating ice cream with Seth Meyers. My national security advisor tells me that we're close, the octogenarian U.S. president said. We're close, my hope is by next Monday we'll have a ceasefire. Watch below. Israel, meanwhile, responded to Biden's remarks, saying that the Netanyahu government has no idea what his optimism is based on. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.